أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويتعلم وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله. In this part of the ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains, we are busy discussing the jadu which was in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and of course which Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was completely free of. So Allah Ta'ala says this jadu, it cannot harm any person. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. اور وہ اسے نقصان نہیں کر سکتے کسی کا بغیر حکم اللہ کے. That this jadu cannot have any effect on anyone, cannot harm anyone but by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. One is the command of Allah Ta'ala, and that command is also of two types. One is Allah Ta'ala gives his command and nobody can go against that command. Like the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, they've got no choice. They just have to do whatever Allah has commanded. Another, Allah has given the command, but he has given choice also. Like he has told us to be believers, but it is up to us. If we don't believe, it's our problem. He has commanded us to make namaz. If we don't make namaz, it's our problem. But that is also the command of Allah Ta'ala. And the other is things that happen by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Allah did not command it, but nothing can happen without the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Presently, with regard to this COVID and coronavirus also, it can never have any effect on anyone but by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. A person can be so close to it, where there are so many people who made so close khidmat of their dear and close ones, who had corona, who were positive, but they did not get it. And others who took all the precautions, not only did they get it, but they died of it also. So it is only by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, this jadu also can only affect a person by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, as far as our precautions are concerned, one of the major precautions that we have to take is that we occupy ourselves in the zikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Firstly, many of us feel that is very hard. It isn't at all. Allah is the most beloved, the most kind. And if a person makes and Allah is the closest to a person, more closer than what our life is to us, Allah is more closer than that. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. But we haven't taken the trouble just to reach Allah. Allah is so close. And what excuse will we have on the day of Qiyamah when Allah will show it to us, I was so close to you, but you did not reach me. And I am the most beloved, but you had no time for me. You had time for all other things also, for all pastimes, for all your hobbies, for your smoking, for looking at the newspaper, for everything you had time, but you did not have time for me. So a person, the minute he becomes unmindful of Allah, as it comes clearly in the hadith, shaitan is sitting on the heart of a person. And the minute he finds him, the second he finds him unmindful of Allah, then he puts his poison into that heart. And he makes a person's mind go away from Allah. Therefore we find that even the old ladies of before, if they had to leave the house for some work or whatever, and they were young girls and there was no other work, they would mix the rice and the dal and tell them, now separate it till we come. In other words, keep them occupied. If you are not occupied, automatically your mind goes towards evil. And today, as grown-ups, we can't understand that a person, its little children, must be occupied. All of us. We want to say, how much are you going to study? How much are you going to do? Have free time. Just relax now. You have to now chill off. You have to relax now. That is opening the door of shaitan. The minute a person, even a person who becomes old, and he says, now I have to take it easy now. I made a lot of effort, lot of ibadah. Now I must retire. The minute you want to retire, shaitan will engage you. And he will engage you in the worst of evil things. So a person has to be kept occupied all the time to be safe. And to be occupied with Allah is one of the easiest things if we just took the trouble to find Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Besides this, there are many other precautions. One, the main precaution to save ourselves from this jadu, the effects of it, as long as we are occupied in the remembrance of Allah, it will not have an effect on us. The other precautions, one which are more practical and which can we can relate to more easily, is to stay in the state of paaki. We must never stay in the state of janabat where we need a ghusl. And unfortunately, a person who gets involved and becomes napaak because of illicit affairs, haram affairs, adultery, that person is most vulnerable to jadu. And a person, even halal way, where we cohabited with our wives, then also try our best as soon as possible to become paak. Because in the state of paaki and apaaki, a person is very vulnerable. And of course, a much more greater precaution to be with wuzu as well. So those are very important. Together with that, our hair and our nails, don't just cut them and throw them around, leave them around. That is also what they use a lot to make jadu on. So our nails and hair, collect it in a little plastic packet and from time to time bury it properly. Dispose of it in the correct way. Don't let it just lie around. And then the three quls are one of the most effective things. There are so many protections that we have got in our deen. The three quls, Allah made it the most effective, and it is the most easiest, the most practical. Every Muslim knows the three quls. There are many other du'as, but all of us don't know them. They are difficult du'as, they are long du'as, they are short du'as, but the three quls everyone knows. To read it every morning after Sufajr, after Maghrib, Takfika min kulli shay. It is sufficient for you from everything. Takfika min kulli shar. It is protection for you from every evil. Then this jadu and that won't have any effect. It can be the strongest of jadu that people make. It won't have an effect on a person. And to strengthen our iman, of course, that is the basic thing. When a person's iman is weak, he fears everything. Somebody just does something, somebody just sends some present, somebody says some words, and we feel now that jadu they have made and it's going to have. That person didn't have the intention of jadu, there was no jadu. It is our weakness of our mind that we think now jadu is made and we start behaving in that way. And we harm no one else but ourselves. And now we put the family members, close people also, to difficulty because we think jadu has been made on us. So it cannot harm a person. A person must know, illa bi-idhnillah, only by the permission of Allah. Nothing can happen without the permission of Allah Ta'ala. And that is one of the basic beliefs we must have. And now with this COVID, unfortunately, many of us, that belief of ours, it has become exposed, that we think that this COVID can harm us. It can never harm us without the permission of Allah. And because of that, we have started doing funny things, even in our masjids. What restrictions we have brought also. And nothing can happen without the permission of Allah. And the right thing is not to go and take all funny protocols, but to turn to Allah and get His protection. That is the correct way we get the protection from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If a person goes and visits somebody who has got a very ferocious dog, Alsatian, whatever, very ferocious dog, and he wants to save himself directly from the dog will tear him to pieces. All he has to do is get the attention of the master, and the master will just make one sign to the dog, and the dog with its tail between its legs will just go away, will sit down, and you can walk right past the dog and it will do absolutely nothing to you. So what we have to do is get the protection of Allah. But we want to fight these things directly ourselves. We will never be able to fight it ourselves. It will harm us more. We must get the protection of Allah. So Allah give us proper understanding, iman, yaqeen, and trust in Allah, and connection with Allah, a living connection with Allah, and a direct connection with Allah, which Allah has made available, accessible to each and every person. We don't have to be the family of pious people, we don't have to be ulama, nothing. Each and every person, a person who is a drunkard, who is a drug addict, he just makes tawbah also, corrects his life, Allah is freely and fully accessible to him also. And Allah will be there for him also, Allah is there for all of us, it is for us that we turn to Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq.